Hi. Hello, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm with the Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. You know, this is not a sales call. Yep.
Okay, I didn't understand what you were saying in the beginning quickly.
Oh, sorry. Well, my name is Steve, and
Steve?
I'm
okay.
with an Opinion Research, an independent market research firm. This is not a sales call.
Steve.
We are doing
nice
a survey.
Hear, right?
Oh, okay. Sorry. We are doing a survey on issues facing your area today and would like to ask a few basic questions on a confidential basis. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell you anything.
Okay. Who are the other people? I'm in the house, and maybe if we don't, I haven't heard anything about anyone about such type of things, but you sound like yes, that you're a great person and you know everything, even you know whatever's going on is fine. So
okay, thank you.
So like you're doing a good time.
Let me ask you, in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
Well, I'm English.
Thank you, ma'am.
I like to hear things in of course there. That's the way we were born, of course. And her dad from mommy and daddy.
That's true.
First take them with us. Mommy and daddy we know how big they are now. Us.
That's
funny.
And
so what are you doing?
Well, one of the questions we have, you know, thinking
yes.
ahead of November, which of the following best describes
how... It's
really
coming up quickly.
That's
when you
true.
Said that, that's like, oh, no, don't tell me we're going to be cold soon.
And,
it'll be fine.
Which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature? On Tuesday, November the 5th, I am one of the options you have is I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am not.
Yeah, we have to
I'm,
do that, mommy and daddy. Well, when I was, as soon as I heard about that way back in Nazareth College and stuff like that, and at school, and Robert Messiah Stefik, I'm Kathleen Mary Stefik. And anyway, how's it going right now as far as that's going? How many are starting up on all these things so far?
Right there, I really won't know. I'll just bring those questions for the survey on this one.
No, I know. You have to do it the way you have to do it. We all have to do it the way we do, and then we just wait till they do what they want to do and tell us a bunch of whatever, and then we be quiet for a while.
And, sorry, let me ask you, and with the options they have, it says, I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote. I am
not.
And
then it came away, and it is now. Now you're fine now with that, right?
So we would need like an answer with those options. With all those options, would you like me to read those questions to you, those options again?
Oh, to hear what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Let me.
Okay, so, well, the question once again is, thinking ahead of November, which of the following best describes how
November.
You will vote? That is correct. How you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th. So the options we have is I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat
likely to vote. We've got
to
keep that on. We all have to keep that on.
And
I hope we all do.
And I'm not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. And I am not registered to vote. Which of those options do you think it works for you?
Oh, you mean you didn't want to all to tell them first you were not, but now you want to be in with them. right? Mm.
No, basically those are options we read to the customers. Survey ID, let me see.